Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Blog Talk Radio listeners. This is Deja Brew. Well, just a little Deja Brew goes a long way. Take a break from your life and enjoy the Lyra Atlantis connection to brighten your day. My name is Patricia Villalpando, and I am your host. And today we have the Lyra Atlantis Connection back for 15 beautiful, glorious minutes to give you a little morning break for your week. But this information, you're going to be carrying this into your week. You're going to be thinking about it daily for the week. You're going to be absorbing it into your body cells. It's something that we're needing right now on this planet. What we as sentient beings, and by sentient beings, that's humans, animals, plants, stones, all life forms on this planet. Energy, it's the new energy that we need. It's the consistency that we need to uphold that higher vibration in our day and in our lives. If you give me a moment, I'm going to make that connection to the Lyra Atlantis right now. Blessing Star Flames, we are here today and we are going to give you just a little Deja Brew break. Our host, Patricia, has decided that Deja Brew would be a perfect title. And if by any means, if any company is out there does not like the title of this, well, we'll be certainly glad to change it or switch things around so it doesn't break into licensing requirements. So what we have for you today for this week, it is Monday in most places, especially in the U.S. For other places, it may be Tuesday, or other countries, it may be Sunday. But regardless of where you are and what time it is, you are now receiving the energy from the Atlantis Lyra connection. All you have to do is open up your hands, open up your heart, imagine some doors opening to your heart and opening up your heart and letting the energy, this beautiful vibrational energy, just flow in. And enliven yourself and enliven your cells. Bring this truly light into your body and expanding through your cells and reflecting it out of your cells, out of your body, around yourself, into your living space, into your home, out into your life. See how easy that was? Didn't take any time at all. When we're working with energy, we're working with light. We're working with light codes. We're working with dynamics. We're working with geometrics. We're working with a lot of things. And as our host said, sentient beings, mainly the mammals of this earth and all that have a bloodline, the red bloodline, are able to bring this in and do this. Non-bloodline sentient beings still draw this energy into themselves and they are able to reflect it out and around to what they need to do. They don't need a body cell to draw in and reflect because, in a sense, they have their own molecular structure. So they bring their own energy in. They bring the energy in from through their own energy for their own molecules, from their own atoms, from their own molecular structure, and they draw it in just like you do, and they bring it back out, which is why when you pick up a rock and you run your hand over a rock, you feel the energy. The same goes for a mammal, which is human or animal, or any other bloodline species. And you can feel the energy of the imprint that was left there. And the energy can stay there for hours, days, months, sometimes even years. It just depends how strong the energetics was of the sentient being that would draw in that energy and then impart their energy behind. Take a deep breath. We wish to give you today a small gift, a gift of love and a gift of light. The gift we are giving you today is a light. This is a different light than what you just drew in. This is one of the newer lights. Yes, there are new lights on this earth. Not one, but several. Many channels and people, whatever, say, there's only one light. Well, there's several lights coming in on this planet. There are many light codes going downloading on this planet as of now. And that is to help the earth shift her seasons. So each and every one of you is going to be drawing in a light. We don't know which one, but you'll be taking a moment to draw in your own special light. So open up your crown chakra. It's a lotus. Visualize the lotus opening up in your crown. Put your feet flat on the ground. Drop your tailbone down. Take the roots in your feet, put them down into the ground, straight into the core of the earth. Feel that core. You're into that core. You're feeling that molten lava in that core, but it doesn't burn you, but you can feel it. Open your crown and ask, dear divine light, or whoever you speak to, whichever deity you speak to, whichever divineness you connect to in your daily life. Dear divine light, I ask that you send me the light and the code that I need for this week to live my life and to journey forth into the upcoming equinox. Allow me to feel this vibration tingling in my cells and in my blood and on my skin. The light dancing upon like stars upon my skin and on my hair and on my head. One even dancing around on the tip of my nose. Take a deep breath and allow that to come into your body now. It will start arriving through your crown and start making its way down your spinal column, out through your arms and legs and swirling around your body. This is an energy boost for the week. This is like an espresso shot. You know those fabulous little shots of coffee that you go to your favorite coffee store to go buy? This is exactly what it is. But you don't have to go anywhere to get one. Yay! It's right here. It's enlivening your body. It's making your body better. It's making your body feel better. It makes your brain, your mind, your heart, your soul resonate with the energies this week, with the upcoming fall equinox, with what you have to do, with what you have on your agenda this week. And when you come to a low point this week and it's like, I can't do this anymore. My boss is being terrible. The kids won't knock it off. I can't deal with this life. I'm too depressed. I can't breathe. I have COPD. The pain, my chronic pain is killing me. Just take a moment and sit back. Replay this. Replay the part of where you draw in your own energy light. And then sit with it. Connect with it. Allow it to swirl through you. Allow it to dance upon you. Allow it to swim through you. And then take a few short, deep breaths. That Deja Brew shot give you the boost to make it through your day until you can get back home, take your bath or shower, climb into your bed and say, that's it, I've had enough, I'm done. And then the marvelous thing about this is while you're sleeping, the light keeps working and it keeps traveling through you and it starts moving through your body systems and it starts adjusting everything that needs to be adjusted so it can prepare you for your next day so you can wake up and go, ha, wow, this is the first time I woke up and actually felt great. I'm ready to face my day. Thank you, Star Flames. We will check in with you next time. Now disconnecting from the Lyra Atlantis connection. Wow. That was quite a Deja Brew espresso shot, wouldn't you say? I feel it very well. I feel it going through my body, taking care of everything it needs. All right, folks, I just want to give you a short. I have another show coming up. It's coming up on the 22nd. It'll be in the evening, I think. Oh, no, it'll be in the morning. It will be 9:22. There we go. It'll be on 9:22:22 at 8 a.m. We will be doing a 45-minute Autumn Equinox 2022 activation. What this activation is, it's an activation that's going to give you quarterly highlights. Excuse me. It's going to give you the highlights of the energies for the next quarter. Some tidbits of things you can do to help yourself through this quarter. Perhaps maybe some crafts you can make if you're the crafty kind. But basically, it's something to help guide your life for the next 90 days. All right, I was going to say Deja Brew listeners. All right, Blog Talk listeners, thank you for chiming in and taking 15 minutes with us. We thank you very much, and we look forward to broadcasting with you again on the 22nd of this month. Until then.